Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for tuning into the Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
The Hub Show, we are back. Rant and Rave, Jay Heiss, Shay Lewis is in the house.
Hello, hello, hello.
From left field, Chris Canfield.
Holla, holla.
Yes, we are here. We got some guests in the house. We have Hope Gale.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Hope, how are you?
Good,
she just goes by
you?
Hope, right?
Yes.
Just Hope.
All caps,
but just Hope.
H-O-P-E.
We all like right. Hope.
And also next to her, we got Jason Teach, musician extraordinaire.
Howdy.
Singer. Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
All
good
right, right. Yeah. So we're coming off of a lively weekend, man.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it was
we
very
did the
lively.
Comic-Con. That was great.
Right.
That was
yes,
awesome.
It was awesome. I had some fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
such a fan. He texted you today.
Right?
Yes. You're hi, Barry. How are you?
Drawing the crowd.
Hi, Al.
She's
hi,
it, Chris.
Hi, Al. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hi,
the
Fred.
Hammer.
The hammer.
Al Snow. She sounded right. Like Peg Bundy for a second. I was like, that's pretty good.
Al. Al.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. So I go to a gas station today, right? And I noticed there was salt all over the truck. Mm-hmm. It asks you to go if you want a car wash. I said yes. Paid for the car wash, then realized that I had a bunch of trash in the back of the truck, so I couldn't do it. So now I got the receipt. How long does that little how long does that little code work for, you think?
I don't know.
Could I go
know.
Back there next week and get a car wash?
Maybe so.
Maybe
I don't know.
Ask.
Did you do sheets or rudders?
Sheets. Yeah, it was sheets. But it's sheets in Martinsburg. I never go to Martinsburg.
It should work at any sheets.
Yeah?
Yeah, but
You think that one code works at all the car washes?
It'll work with any sheets car
Chris,
wash.
Why don't you just be the a-hole and go through with the trash? Just mess that whole place up, dude.
It's flying everywhere.
Well,
that'd be mad.
To use it.
Right.
It depends on what type of trash you had in there.
Yeah. No. It was construction debris.
Okay yeah. Good. We don't want any trash from the house.
Spackle and drywall.
Okay.
All over, crumbled up all over the thing.
Yeah,
it would make the next car behind me dirty.
That's
the next car behind me would come back all scruffy, but I'd come out clean.
You see with the video clean. Camera watching him come out.
Yeah, gotcha, bitch.
Oh, you're so dirty. You're
right,
so
listen,
dirty.
We've gone from politics to comedy, and tonight we got a little music night.
Yeah.
Jason Teach, you're a musician, guitar player. What else do you play? Anything else?
Nah.
Keyboards, drums?
Nah.
Just you and guitar, huh?
Yeah, the guitar.
You and the guitar.
I'm working on piano, but I'm not very...
No.
Not you very got a, fluent at it.
You got the whole band. You got Lucy.
Yeah, we do have a band. How you doing, band guys?
Band guys.
Yeah.
Band guys. I don't
band
know where
guys.
They're at today or what they're doing, but they're in my heart.
And where do you know? You're playing locally around Hagerstown or?
Yeah, a lot of wineries in Virginia.
Oh, I like the wineries.
Yeah, they're
mixes well with the music, right?
Fantastic time. Makes me sound a little bit better by the end of the afternoon. Everyone there is really
loose.
They actually go to listen.
That's why the band's name is Lucy.
Well, no, that's my bass player's dog. No big great story for that one.
Oh.
Just had to think of a name.
The bass player's old dog or the bass player's current dog?
Current dog.
So it's named after a living dog.
Correct.
All right.
Must be a hell of a dog.
She's still kicking and screaming. She's a good girl, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Lucy.
And he played at the Cork. He played at the Cork. I went up there to go see him.
Oh, at the Jolly Cork
at
where you
Jolly
had a mishap?
Cork.
The Jolly Cork.
I didn't have no mishap there.
Had you been there before? I didn't know you'd been there.
I hadn't been there before, no.
I appreciate you coming there.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It is. Yeah. I used to watch you all the time. I don't think you remember, but I used to watch you all the time at Benny's when it was the really old Benny's.
Oh, really?
The little Benny's, and you used to play with Josh Morningstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing well for himself these days. He's doing a lot of touring and stuff from what I hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. I was the first person to ever play in that when Bill opened it.
Yeah.
You sat by the door and when it opened up, like the cold air came in, blew your guitar
You could only fit like 20 people in the building.
Yeah, but it was fantastic.
Yeah,
it was a good
it was
crowd.
Awesome.
Shay's over here laughing about something. What's up, Shay? You got to tell the world right now. Come
on.
What you talking about?
No.
What is it?
My buddy Chris.
What?
What are you like?
laughed. She was like
passing gas or something.
No, no. I think I know what she's laughing about, but she ain't getting that story out of
no,
me.
No, we not.
Was it really the Jolly Cork that something happened there?
You... No, it happened afterwards.
At the Jolly,
Jolly
Cork.
Jolly Cork was the...
The train tracks and the...
Yeah, the train tracks. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You have to go back and listen to the Comic-Con
Yeah, you
show
had to go back and listen to the Comic-Con show. Yeah, we took the train home. Yeah, literally. Because it was a straighter path than the road that we were actually on.
Literally.
Let's just leave it there. Right. Music night.
Well, I got to know sometime.
He'll tell you.
All right, yeah, cool. You'll
it's going to be like an off-air.
Good things come to those who wait.
Off-air take.
Hey, Hope.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. You are from?
Martinsburg.
Martinsburg.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jason, where are you from?
I'm from Hagerstown. I live in Smithsburg now. I used to live right around the corner here.
Like born and raised here?
Yeah.
Like, where'd you go to high school?
Williamsport.
And where'd you go to high school, Hope?
Jefferson High School.
In Martinsburg?
No, that's in Shenandoah Junction, Charlestown area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So but it's based in that area, right?
Yeah, it's like 20-minute difference.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you're a singer.
Yes.
We've watched your stuff on YouTube. Tarek passed you our way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tarek. Shout out to Tarek.
Yeah, we love Tarek.
He's a funny dude.
We're glad he did. That was
the playboy.
You guys want to hear some untapped talents right here.
I know. Oh, we're so excited that you came. Thank you so much.
Thank you for blown me. Away.
So how old are you?
I'm 22.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You don't look it.
Really? Y'all younger?
Yes, yes, yes.
Look at 12.
That's going to pay off when you're...
12? Really?
That's going to pay.
I was not going to say
that. Off when
I was going to say like
18.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say 18. I've gotten 26 before. Really? I don't know how.
No, they were lying.
I don't know.
Problem is you're going to be carded until you're... 31.
I get carded all the time. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm like, I'm 22.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You look like you're in high school.
Really? Well, thank
yeah.
you.
Well, yeah. You can appreciate that.
You're old enough to get the tattoo, so something's up.
Yes, yeah. I love tattoos.
We
know that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You got a lot of tats or just
an
arm?
Yeah, I just have three.
Yeah.
Bible verses and this tiger.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
You don't have any tattoo regret or anything?
No.
Because we could hook you up with a guy.
Yeah, we have
a guy.
Three shows ago, he does tattoo removal.
Yeah.
Tattoo removal?
He had lots of tattoo regret stories.
But the way he does it, it's not laser.
It's a whole different process.
It's a whole different process.
But
and
you're not
you don't
looking
have
to get removed anyway, right?
So, but if you know some people who have some regrets.
Yeah.
Some regrets.
Yeah, right.
You ain't got a tramp stamp with somebody's name on it that you don't know
you
anymore.
Just let the Hub Show know and we can help them with their regrets.
I will remember that.
There you go. So you've been singing for how long now? You're 22?
Probably like 5 years now. I started out dancing and then I started singing like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who, who's your musical influences?
What were you singing 5 years ago? I love everyone. I love Michael Jackson. I love Prince. I love Beyonce. Yeah. I love Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
The list just goes on and on.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So who did you grow up listening to? Like, who was your
Jilly
favorite?
Jilly from Philly.
Probably Beyonce.
It's Jill Scott. Jilly from Philly.
Jill Scott. Yeah.
You're 22.
Living my life like it's golden.
Growing up was just,
is she really from Philly?
Yeah. From Philly, yeah. Oh, yeah, she used to tour with the Roots. I saw her a couple times with the Roots.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I would love to see her live.
Yeah.
So you started singing 5 years ago. So that was when you were 17. So when you were 14, 15, 16, you weren't singing yet? You weren't trying to?
Probably in the shower, but not like out gigging and stuff.
But when you turned 17, you thought, I'm going to take a crack at this? I like doing this?
Well, my sister's been singing since she's been like 5 years old.
Older
so
sisters?
I kind of looked up to her
and
was like, hey, okay, I might want to try singing.
Mm-hmm.
And she raps too, and I tried rapping too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're a little versatile.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's like to grow up in a house like that. Like if I'm the brother that doesn't sing... And I got to listen to that stuff all night long. Like, will you guys please be banging on the door?
Yeah.
Please quiet.
Yeah.
Please be quiet.
So do you have a musical? Do you have a musical family? Like your family, your mom? Dad?
Yeah, it runs in the family. My grandma was a singer. My mom was a dancer. She went to Duke Ellington in D.C.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My dad. He can dance very well. He's Jamaican.
Okay.
My brother raps. My sister sings. My other sister sings. Yeah, it just runs the family pretty much.
So y'all had some wonderful family gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
We together and have like a talent show.
Oh yeah, we perform at the family cookouts all the time.
Awesome.
Have a little tip jar.
Is it competitive?
Not really.
No?
We kind of just vibe together, you know. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I bet you get a lot of that too, right, Jason? You gotta perform at the family cookout.
Yeah,
stuff like
that. I don't have a choice.
Yeah, right.
But my mom's my biggest fan.
If anybody you know is getting married, you're getting booked, huh?
Yeah, most of that's passed, though.
Yeah.
Past that stage.
I'm getting older now, my elderly years. But in my early 20s, yeah.
You was the guy.
You as well. Do you have any brothers and sisters that sang or sing as well?
I got two sisters, but they don't. They don't either thing. Of them. Okay. No. They both live in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
I only get to see them a couple times a year.
How long have you been doing this?
Probably about 24 years now.
24 years?
Oh, wow.
I started when I was 18.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you end up playing
five shows in four days
or whatever you said you did, right?
Well, yeah. This is my first year full time.
Yeah.
So that aspect of it has been since January.
Gotcha.
It's been awesome.
By full time, I mean you really stepped on the pedal here and want to make something out of it.
No more painting.
Yeah,
no,
you don't have another job, huh?
No, no. This is it.
Live
and breathe it. I'm literally, when people go, oh, living the dream, man. I actually am living the dream.
Well, you're here with us tonight. Did you have to cancel something for us?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
You guys were penciled in. I wasn't. No cancellations.
Okay, gotcha.
You canceling your paid gigs there, Jason.
I guess your body's still getting used to it, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
You said your voice is a little shot from the past couple days, right?
The show must go on. I'll just change the key.
There you go.
Just change the key.
That's all. Yeah, a little hot toddy.
Take it down.
Get you a little honey and whiskey in there. You'll be all right.
So I got a question for both of you all. I said, do you have any times where y'all got stage fright and you just lost that voice and you're like, oh, I can't. And you
get cotton mouth all of a sudden.
I always get butterflies before a show, but once I go on, I'm good to go.
There.
You're in the zone, huh?
It's always right before. I'm like, oh my gosh,
right.
This is happening.
I know some people vomit, and all of that. Or I've seen it. I've seen it all because I grew up with musicians and stuff. I'm like, oh, no, I got the barf bag.
Shay vomits before most of our podcasts.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Just not tonight for some reason.
Oh, you know what? That's because I ate KFC.
Oh, man. Did you really?
Yes.
I can't have it anymore.
So what
because
about you?
Because she said that?
No, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, good. Oh, good for you. No, I'm not preaching.
I miss it bad.
I need my bacon.
Long John Silver. What's that? About 4 months ago.
You just went vegetarian recently, too.
Yeah. Not for health reasons, just for more mental.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. I don't want to.
What'd you say about bacon?
I said I need my bacon.
Right?
Yeah, I did not be
becoming
vegetarian.
An herbivore.
There's no way.
Oh, man,
no.
Bacon is that's a tough
sausage
one, too.
Sausage and all.
Yeah, it's rough, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
The smell gets in the air.
Oh, boy. It's
how long have you been doing the vegetarian thing?
About 4 months.
Good.
Even driving past Long John Silver's is really hard. That's one of my real hard ones. Long John Silver's? Yeah.
That's your weakness right
there? I'm a fan. I can't eat it anymore, but.
But
you're a fan.
Yeah.
Wow, you see it, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
As far as the best
part about Long John Silver's is the fish and the chicken. They taste exactly the same.
And
you can't tell the
story.
Difference. When you pull them out of the thing, you look at them, you go, I wonder if this is fish or chicken. And then you bite into it, it's like,
I can tell
it still could be
Chris.
Either one. I don't know.
Something is wrong with
it's
you.
There's a difference.
Welcome to the Hub Show.
Maybe you haven't eaten enough of it.
There's
a difference there.
This is how we roll here.
So have you, just like I was asking, did you get stage fright or what,
Well, I was going to say, I'm double her age. I'll be 44 in like a week, but
yeah,
when I was her age I did a little bit, so
Jay,
her confidence is high five on that.
Oh,
it's freaking awesome.
Yeah,
when I was that age it was like the biggest deal in the world. She's already got like that, like she surpassed that, so
she's over that. Yeah,
yeah. Now I just enjoy it so much that I really don't get nervous.
It's funny. We're the same age. Well, I'm still a little older than you, but...
but you don't look at your
lady.
Thank
you, thank you.
she got that a lot this weekend.
But what? But when I was singing, and I did my singing gigs, I would get... I remember this one time.
There's Shay's new fact of the week.
I was in, not Denver, I was in Chicago at this time. I was in Chicago, Illinois, singing.
She was in Menudo.
And I got stage fright. I was like... sweating, and I was about to feel like I was about to pass out. Mm-hmm. And then I had two nights to sing, but on the second night I lost my voice. That Chicago wind just took it.
Shay, you can sing. Right.
I sing back up. I don't soloist.
They didn't call it the Windy City until she got there.
What?
Just blowing all kinds of hot air.
Did we want to talk about the Jolly Cork?
It's getting deep in here.
It's got deep.
Jolly Cork's coming up again.
Every right? show, man. Shay.
I'm going to get you. I got you. I got one on you.
We get a new Shay fact every show. Man.
Every show. She's in Harleys. She's
hog slopping. I like Harleys.
Oh, cool.
Hog slopping.
Hog slopping.
I did some slop hog.
That was last week's revelation.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I'm from Texas. I did it all.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
But Hope, you're on YouTube.
And she's going to be on Original Gangsters too, apparently.
Yes. Yes.
Fred, only because, Fred Williamson asked her to be an actress.
Ice Cube, he said he would get Ice Cube. And I told him I'll
he
do whatever.
Ice tea, but anyway.
No, I told him people. Ice Cube. I
he
told
said, he said, no, he thought she worked there. He said, could you please bring me an iced tea? And she was, she just went off on the rails.
A Long Island iced tea.
No, I need Ice Cube there.
Long story, don't ask.
Yeah, don't ask.
We've been down this road already too. Anyways, Hope, you're on YouTube. Jason, you're on YouTube. It's hard out there, huh?
Yeah.
With social media, man. A lot of competition for all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's a different world, Jason, huh? Than 20 years ago. A little bit, huh?
A little bit. I'm not so much a fan of it, to be honest with you, but
I know it's more worth it.
My woman told me, she said, "Well, how do you expect people to come see you play if you don't let them know where you're playing?" I said,
it's a double-edged sword. I mean, everyone gets to see you. Anyone who discovers you, they can get on the internet anywhere in the world. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, 20 years ago, we weren't having this conversation. You were just hoping for the right person to see you.
The singer from Journey got discovered on YouTube now.
The new singer.
A lot of people and he's selling out stadiums now.
Like,
touring
discovered
the world,
off YouTube or whatever and becoming Grammy Award winners and things like
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's where he came from. That's right. Mm-hmm. He started out that.
You know, I hear Stephen Perry, he won't sing. He just refuses to. He can.
He just
says he has anxiety problems or something. So
real bitter about all that too.
Yeah, he just won't go out. Now they got the new Asian guy covering.
And he even
for him
said, and I kind of agree with him on this. He said, you know what, if you want to go out with this band, that's fine, but change the name.
Yeah,
because you're not Journey without Steve Perry,
right?
Yeah. You know what I mean.
Guns N' Roses without Axl Rose.
It's not Guns N' Roses,
right?
And
it's
just that's the bottom line,
right?
Yeah.
No,
you remember that little thing where Axl Rose went out with Buckethead?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
How could I forget?
That was a crazy run. He tried.
And they used the name too.
Yeah,
it's not Guns N' Roses without Slash.
Guns N' Roses, there's one for you. Because listen, Hope, we watched your stuff on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
You sent me all the, and I watched more of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you were singing the R&B and all that good stuff. And then you sang the country. You sang Tennessee Whiskey, which is still blowing my mind. I've watched that more than the other ones.
Oh,
I'm not a country fan. I just was really, amazed by it.
No, he's R&B, hip-hop.
Yeah, I'm more about all
like
that.
Soul?
But to see you do that, crossover, whatever. You're singing a song you like.
Mm-hmm.
You sounded great doing it. You know what I mean? Do you ever... I can imagine you singing Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, there you go.
Sheryl Crow did a version of it, a slower version of it.
Right?
You should learn that song, Hope.
Yeah.
It's got some range.
You're 22. You don't know Sweet Child of Mine?
I actually know how to play that one.
Generation. This is a generation gap. Your mom knows this Sweet Child
I'm sure
of Mine,
she maybe. Knows it.
All right.
Yeah.
She can whistle patience. Anyway.
Right.
I hope.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
Thank you.
See, you're 22. A lot of music to learn still.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I like some old music, though.
What's old to you, though?
When
you're 22.
When is old? Yeah.
Right. She's talking Van Morrison.
You're only a year younger than Devontae. y'all are born in the 90s.
I love
scary,
the song
so
Sweet
scary.
Love by Anita Baker.
Who?
Sweet Love by Anita Baker.
Oh, yes, I love Sweet Love.
Okay, now we're going to the 80s. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going, Hope.
Don't put me on the spot.
What else you got, Hope?
Respect, Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Oh, that's you went for
me now. There you go.
Okay. Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, Purple Rain.
Yep. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
See, Shay and I are the same age, and he's only a year behind us, Jason, over there.
Right. I bet you could belt out some Purple Rain.
I bet.
Oh.
I like
How
Purple
often
Rain.
You sing that song, huh? You nail that,
just
don't
in the
you?
Shower. Just in the shower.
Because it's raining.
Yeah.
Got to be in the moment, you know.
Purple shampoo.
Put a purple light out there in your bathroom.
Yeah, she does, too. You know, Prince night.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, I think we all had that moment when we thought we was Prince. And,
oh, yeah.
And we sung his songs, When Doves Cry.
Well, what Prince songs do you like to sing?
My favorite is definitely Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, the great artists are all... Well, I'm not going to say they all are dead, but a lot of them are gone. Like, you know, Whitney Houston was a legend. I love Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
You know, she has some great range in her voice. She can really work her voice. And then you had, you had Prince, you know, and he was just, and what I consider an artist is not just you singing, but you putting on a show.
Right.
You really engage in the crowd. You putting on a show. And I mean, they pay for it. I mean, look at Michael Jackson, Prince.
You're inventing a persona.
Right? They are paying for it with it. They're dancing. They're using their voice. They're getting the kids in the crowds hyped. I mean, they got a brand, but they paid for it in the end. Their body paid for that.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I feel sorry for them, but you know, but you don't see people entertain you like that anymore.
No
either.
Way. There'll never be another Michael Jackson.
There'll never be entertainers like that anymore.
Yeah. I was just talking today with somebody about Kings of Leon, and they sound awesome on all their albums, and their songs sound awesome. But I've been to see them twice, and both times they have zero stage presence. The studio
sounds a lot better than the stage.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they're studio artists. They can't go out and perform.
They
go out. They don't even say, "Hey, nice, thanks for coming," or anything. They just go out, play their set list, and walk off stage. There's no action.
So they don't sound good. They don't interact
with the crowd or anything. They're just kind of dead in the water. You gotta have some stage presence.
And so, what do you think about that? Do you all think that, you know, when you go out and shows, like, you know, when y'all do your shows, do you give a lot of the fans something?
Do you engage your crowd?
I am all about vibe, and I want the crowd to feel me. Like, when I perform, I want to take you on a journey, and I want emotion to be in it, like, full 100%.
Just one video of Hope, she's walking through the crowd while she's singing.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome.
Thank you. There were no stairs, though.
Good for that. But she was walking down the aisle and stuff. It was cool.
I'm trying to figure out what video you're talking about.
I don't know what song.
Was it Dark?
It was, the area was dark, but then the light on you, and you were walking around like Phil Donahue, but you were singing as you walked through the crowd.
Like Phil Donahue.
Sing along with
Timely
me.
Reference. Yeah.
So, and you know, do you get the crowd engaged?
As much as I can. I mean, she's like leaps and bounds ahead by doing that. I got to give her props again because, like, when what you said, if you're not really expressing what you're doing, it's not going to be believable, and the audience is gone.
Right.
So whether it's the Jolly Cork, which, by the way, I love. I've got a nice couple peeps in there.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where I'm at.
Shout out.
They're
going to
get the same. I'm going to give 1,000%.
Yeah, and Kes, that's the biggest thing, because you want to get them want more. But, you know, like, I've been to a lot of Mary J. Blige.
Spit it out, Shay.
Mary J. Blige concerts. And guess what? She does the same little routine every time. I'm like, okay, I can't go see.
She has one act.
Well, it's like she said, too. You can't be the same. Purple Rain.
Yeah.
I mean, that song deserves, you know, especially if you're playing somebody else's song, it deserves everything you have put into it.
You owe it to them.
Yeah, at least. You know, that's the least you can do. Not go out there and just, here we go through the motions.
You can't go through the motions with Purple Rain. You've got to feel worthless. Purple Rain.
This trips me out though, Jason, because you're like the same age as myself and Shay. I mean, we can go down a catalog of music. But to talk to someone here who's 22 years old and she's into music and all that.
Yeah.
And but it amazes me who you do know, because it amazes me when people don't know. And you're like, well, you don't know who that is.
Right.
I mean, Michael Jackson, right? I know his whole catalog. Like, what's some of your favorite Michael Jackson songs to sing?
Butterflies.
Oh.
The newer stuff, right?
Yeah. I've only... Wait.
No. Keep going.
Thriller. I've watched that video like so many times.
But when you sing Michael Jackson songs, though, do you get into like, do you ever try She's Out of My Life?
No, I haven't tried that one. What's that song with Chris Tucker?
Oh,
I love that song. What is it
called? Remember that? Remember the Times.
Is that what it is?
Remember the Times.
I love that song.
Remember the Time?
Yeah. Remember the Time.
Oh, well, the video with Chris Tucker.
Yeah. Remember
like
the Time.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
That song just makes you want
to
dance.
That's to me is Michael Jackson's like. No offense, but it's the last good song. I don't like the last stuff after that.
Huh.
No. And I was 10 years old when the whole Thriller thing went down.
Oh, I had everything. The Thriller that, jacket. I was there.
We were there for that.
In full costume.
When MTV blew
up, zippers.
We were there for all that.
Yes, cool.
Yes, I had my red Thriller jacket.
He had the Pepsi commercial with hair caught on fire. We were there for all that.
I stopped liking Pepsi after that.
On my
You burnt up Michael. Like, come on,
On my outfits back in the day, there was only one zipper that counted.
Seriously?
I wasn't gonna wear any extra zippers.
I don't want you
getting lost when you're looking for
it. I don't mess with you, Chris. I'm gonna let you go on that
registration,
one.
Please. Find it. Knock yourself out.
I'm not gonna even go there. I had a comment for it.
I'm just curious. So I said She's Out of My Life. That's from Off the Wall.
Yes.
That's a little over your head.
But you know, what about Adele? Do you like Adele?
Adele, oh man, she's amazing.
Right?
Her voice is so strong and powerful. Oh my
and there
gosh.
Was another lady. She is from, I think she's from Britain and everything. She has like a sultry voice too. I can't remember.
Stansfield?
No, it was.
She's young.
She's young.
Tori Kelly?
Good question.
No, it's not her. She has a sultry voice. I can't even remember if she came out before Adele, and she had two hits.
Khalees.
No. She's British.
I'm just fired from the hip.
I can't remember her name. I got to think of it. I'll look it up. But she's
from, we can do this all night.
Yeah. But I think.
How about them? How about them?
But I'm just saying, she had the sultry voice. Mm-hmm. Do you like the sultry style? Or do you like. Yeah.
I'm all about soul vibe funk.
Yeah. Neo soul. Like. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Maxwell.
Yes. You know about Maxwell? Okay.
Of course.
Craig something. The garage band guy from Britain. Here we go again, though. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Well,
we're just doing it.
Hey, in England, man.
You remember that one time? Yeah. That was so cool.
Yeah, let's flip the script, though. John, you started singing around 24 years ago.
Jason.
Jason. I can edit that. Right. Hey, Jason, you started singing about 24 years ago, picked up a guitar.
Josh,
what's the deal?
Well, when I was 18, yeah.
Yeah.
When you were 18, you started playing guitar?
Yeah, I was a senior in high school. I knew one song. It was Brown Eyed Girl, and all my friends, we'd be going out to parties on the weekend, and then I'm just back.
That's the one.
You
got to
learn another song, man, if you're going to keep
going.
I was like, yeah, but watch the girls at the end of the night. You know? Right. That was the first song I learned.
Right.
But no one else knew any of it.
My buddy, when he learned guitar, it was Metallica, Enter Sandman. That was it.
Man.
It was just over and over and over again at the campfire.
It's a great song.
What'd you say? When are you going to stop? You
gotta stop. So Jason, like 24 years ago, I'm sitting here doing the math here. So you were into what? Who were you listening to?
My senior year was like Guns N' Roses, mm-hmm. pretty much that summer. Nirvana,
right?
Pearl Jam.
Wait, we're talking 24 years ago.
Yeah, they're all
94.
Alive on classic rock station.
So we graduated '91.
Yes,
so I graduated in '92. Right when Nirvana came out. Yeah. Never mind, I was there for all that.
I went to a Guns N' Roses thing. Concert. It was awesome.
Did you go?
I saw Nirvana in concert two months before we.
Then I went to a Cyndi Lauper concert, and then I went to a Madonna concert.
That's my one famous meeting when I met
Cyndi Lauper. Oh, Madonna.
Cyndi Lauper?
In New York City.
She's awesome, isn't she?
Oh, man, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Cyndi Lauper.
Did she want to have fun?
Not with me. She's a nice lady.
Hope, you had that song you sing, True Colors?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to sing the Cyndi Lauper version, but then you were singing something totally different.
Phil Collins? Phil Collins? Is that the Phil Collins thing? True Colors?
No, by the weekend.
By the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh my God!
You said True Colors. I didn't know Cyndi Lauper had a song called True Colors.
She wrote it.
He's a little young.
I know Phil Collins' young. True Colors.
He's a little above you there, Hope, but kind of in between.
You're right. I'm in the gap.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the lady name is Josh Stone.
Oh, I know her. Oh,
yeah.
Josh Stone.
Yeah, she's singing. She's got that soul
true.
You got to look her up. Yes, because let me tell you, she is the truth. She
really?
Got the, when you think she got the soul.
She's good.
To me, she's better than Adele.
She slept on.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay. Yes. She has that sultry voice, and I mean, she has range.
Fell in love with a boy. That's her hit.
Yes.
That's the jam right there.
Yes.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. I'll listen to it.
Yeah. You could be singing it next time we see.
Yes, I bet you would, because I'm like, she's all that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But hey, so you were you graduated high school. The whole grunge thing was kicking, taking off, right? I remember all that. Pearl Jam.
I like
Jam.
The Doors, too, though.
Yeah,
stuff like
Going
that.
Bad, The Doors, yeah.
I don't remember Tom The Petty. Doors.
You never heard The Doors?
I had my picks. I like did Metallica, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses.
We're going to the late 60s with The Doors.
Oh,
no. Jimi Hendrix era, that stuff.
Well, that's all I know is Jimi Hendrix.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I remember them.
The my hallucinogenic days are over, though. But my dad listened to a lot of Motown. So
there you go.
I really loved all that stuff.
I love all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, those people, you had to be able to sing. There was no overdubs. Yeah. And let me type in the there.
No,
one take,
like
and you had
do.
To nail it.
Right.
I mean, and you had to be fantastic.
You know, just watching some of the history of the Motown era, them going through and recording, and how it was, like I would call it, you know, old school, so archaic back, you know, now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, and but they made it happen. And
they did.
Some of the things that they did to make it happen. I mean,
you know what they sang, right? In that house, in the Motown house, they sang in the atrium. That's why the Motown records had that echoey sound, all of them.
Uh-huh.
They sang in the atrium with the ceiling going way up. They put the mics around the whole thing, and that's why they got the Motown records have a different sound than anything else, man.
Huh.
It's because the acoustics in the room is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Man. But I would love, you know, Diana Ross and Smokey.
Yeah,
well,
Smokey.
He's Smokey.
Still alive, man.
He was just at the Charlestown races.
Yeah.
And he just
he's
had
awesome.
This little green suit with the orange
he's
tie.
A little dude.
And he didn't move much. You know, he's 70.
He's getting up there.
He's 70, you know, but he just stayed in his little groove, like the 1-2 step, and he sung his
songs.
Tracks
in My Tears, Ooh, right. Baby, Baby. Yes. He wrote all the Jackson 5 stuff.
And he's, you know, he's been writing a lot of other people's stuff, too.
He wrote most everything of the Temptations stuff. As well. He wrote all that stuff, the Supreme stuff.
He wrote it all. I've seen him three times in my life in person.
He's awesome.
Twice in concert and once on a flight from L.A. to Vegas. He was trying to hide himself. He had a hood on and stuff. And someone pointed him out. Hey, it's Smokey.
Oh.
He just said,
"Oh, were you on the plane?"
He stood up. He bowed and all that. We all applauded him. That's what you do when you fly from Burbank to someplace. There'll always be somebody on the plane, but you know.
But I mean, I wish that a lot of the old school, you know, people like Smokey and everything would have a conversation with the young school. They probably do, but not. I'm talking about the up and coming talent. You know, to have some type of. You know, give you some background on what they went through and some techniques that they use to do some of the things that they do. Like, I know a lot of people from the gospel recording artist field because that's what I sung. Mm-hmm. And so, and, you know, they gave me some tips and tricks to what they do. But I think the old school should give that to the young kids to say, hey, you know, it's much easier for you to do it now. You can have a beat machine, you can have a little mixer mm-hmm. and everything like that off your computer. I hate Auto-Tune. That is so...
Right, Hope? Lame. Auto-Tune sucks. Do you agree or no?
I mean, it makes your voice, you know, makes you hit the right notes.
You can either hit those notes or you can't hit those notes. If you need a machine to help you hit those notes, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I just think that if they gave some tips and everything to mm-hmm. make it your sound even more unique than what it is, it'd just take us on a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, right now, I can't do rap because it's all sound the same.
It's over.
Mm-hmm. It's over. Keep singing, Hope. Don't cross. Mm-hmm. I'll rap a little bit.
Just do a little bit
and then let it go.
Yeah, it's all positive though. I don't rap about guns, but I keep singing, man. You sing so well.
Don't spoil it with that. Let somebody else rap.
Right, yeah. They're all mumbling anyways. We don't know what the hell they're saying.
Mumbling.
Yeah, I'm like, what did they say? I'm up here like, can you play that again?
I asked her when she got here, you'd done some performances all the way up in Connecticut, mm-hmm. all the way out in D.C. Mm-hmm. You said you've been on the stage with who? Who'd you open for?
Jagged Edge. I opened up for Jagged Edge. Performed at Pride in D.C. Mm-hmm. And Wu-Tang Clan. We opened up for them.
I love Wu-Tang. It was fun.
It was like some breast cancer event they invited us to.
Wu-Tang was doing a breast cancer event?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Well, yes, because, whole, you know, Method there? Man, yeah. his wife has cancer.
Right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was cool.
Was you God, the chef there?
So, Jason, any Wu-Tang Clan for us on the guitar there? Buddy, you want
to? Yeah. Right?
You can't do that. My favorite Wu-Tang Clan is dead, but ODB, I love you. Rest in peace.
He was your favorite one?
He's so crazy.
Method Man.
I mean, I like Meth and Red, but, you know, but he's just crazy. You know, I like the crazy.
Conversation's crazy.
All right.
Nuts, man. So who is your, like, what genre do you really stick with?
What kind of mood I'm in.
It depends on what, okay.
Yeah.
You play bluesy stuff?
It was all Americana the other night when I went to go see it, right?
Pretty much. I really love the Tom Petty and Bob Dylan.
All right. There you go. But it's just you and your guitar.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and then when you're with the band, you're usually like 90s old stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we do the old stuff too, but we'll put our own twist on it.
Yeah.
We'll do like Buddy Holly and The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, but we'll kind of like...
Your version.
Nice. Oh, I like Kenny.
We'll play more rock, like a Social Distortion kind of style.
Right.
Okay.
So. Yeah, try to make Kenny's songs a little happier.
His hair is every piece is always in place.
His songs are always so depressing. And Lucille, he's getting drunk, and his wife leaves him, and then Kenny Rogers? Yeah, okay. Every song is like about a depressing theme. The one Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, he's in a wheelchair, he's a paraplegic, and he got his legs lost in the war.
But that's what country songs is about.
And his wife leaves him to go to town to cheat on him.
But that's what country songs about. It tells stories.
No, not all the country songs.
That's what it's
just country. Kenny Rogers country songs.
No, that's what country songs is. That's the birth of country songs to tell
She's
a story.
Got a point.
I'm telling you, I'm from the real South. No, not sad. Y'all know what you're from. Yeah. You're from the fake South.
I like
happy country.
But it's all blues generated. The country came out of all that too.
Country, then the blues came. But it was
country.
I like
my honky tonk. So. Yeah, that's the way I go with country. I go to honky tonk route.
But you know what, Dolly Parton.
I like that.
I love Dolly Parton. But
all my rowdy friends have settled down.
But with pickup truck and all that kind of shit.
You never thought I was a Dolly Parton fan, but Whitney Houston, her rendition of that,
I will always love you,
man. I'm telling you.
But Dolly's version is good too.
Yes, I said both.
A lot of people don't even know that she wrote it.
Yeah,
she was telling us
they sang together once in the 90s.
Yes, yeah, they did. Oh, yeah. It was
and Whitney
awesome.
Crushed it. It's so good that you know that she did that as well. But
and Dolly's still alive.
Yes, Dolly's still alive. She still looks the same. She doesn't look like she aged.
Something's wrong with that.
I gotta have her on the Deadpool. I'm putting her on the Deadpool.
On your Deadpool?
Yeah, I had. Listen. If we were going to do a dead, I was talking with somebody, with Jay, a little bit about this, right?
Who's next?
And I was going to say we should do a little Deadpool here on the air, right? And I was going through the list of like people that are still alive, and I said, you know what, Stephen Hawkins, he's got to be getting to the end of his line, right?
And then
2 weeks later, boom, Stephen Hawkins is gone. I would have won the Deadpool. So now I'm putting Dolly Parton on the, she's on the hit list. Putting Dolly Parton on the hit list.
I'm not going to do
She's
that.
Going by the end of the year.
I'm going to be. Don't put me in
would
that.
Would you have ever guessed Prince and David Bowie?
No. But I will go with
China.
I will go with Russell Crowe or something. Somebody's got an OD. Some weird actor's got an OD this year too.
Huh?
Yeah, one of them
just
does.
Have to.
Stallone's son was going off the rails for a little bit,
and
right?
He's dead, dude. So
I thought he survived.
That was a couple years ago, dude.
Oh,
he's
I thought
dead.
He survived. My bad.
Your Deadpool's off.
Your Deadpool is.
I need to look at the list again.
Yeah.
You need to revise your list, but don't tell me about it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna.
You don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know. Yeah. But I want everybody to live a long, prosperous life.
I'm clairvoyant like that.
That's nice. I like that. That's well put. Because I'm serious.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to do a Deadpool. I'm not going to be a part of
what
that.
What if somebody put you on one? You wouldn't like that very much now, would you? I didn't think so.
No, I would defy. You're right.
Yeah, you probably would.
I'm going to live
forever.
He's a
rule breaker.
It's Chris's corner over there. He's got his own shelves and toys. He's all...
Right. Yep. I finally put the shelves up.
Yep.
So, does anybody have any up-and-coming events coming up that we can support, give out shouts to?
There you go.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hope, go first, Hope. Hope. Bring it on.
March 31st at O'Connell's Pub in Martinsburg, WV. There's going to be a comedy show. Doors open at 8 o'clock and the show starts at 9. I'll be the music entertainment, so you guys should come out.
Definitely.
Tarek. Yeah,
he's gonna be, I wish I could be there. I do have an engagement that I'm celebrating someone's 50th birthday.
Nice.
Well, afterwards.
Oh, that's just too much.
Yeah, come afterwards.
For you, that's too much.
That's too
you
much.
Went from Comic-Con to Baltimore the other night.
Yes, and that was too much. I'm still trying to recover.
No wonder you were late Sunday.
You know, I went to church.
Whatever.
Because you can go to church the next day.
It was the crab lumps you had in Baltimore.
The Maryland jumbo lump crab
jumbo
cake.
Lump
jumbo lump.
Anyway, so you're the 31st.
Yes.
That's not the only jumbo lumps you got.
What's after that? You got are you booked up? What's going on?
After that, I'm probably going to the club.
Well, what?
To celebrate.
She's 22.
I don't mean on the 31st afterwards.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm sure.
She's going.
Yeah, I'm actually working on an EP right now. I'm going to release it in a couple months. So okay. I'll probably just be in the studio recording.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
You do your own recording? Record your own stuff?
No.
Well, you got some people. That's right.
Yeah.
Out here in Martinsburg.
Yes. Man. Tyler Metz. He's my producer right now.
A lot of talent out here.
All right, go. Shout out to Tyler.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You, Jason, what's up? Next weekend, what you doing?
This Friday, I will be at
think
Foster's.
Hard,
Foster's on the Point.
On Point. Over here. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Saturday, I'll be at Bugatti Winery from 3 to 6, which is in, I think it's in Virginia. And then the band will be in Martinsburg on the 31st as well.
Know.
So we'll be in different places spreading love around.
Nice.
We'll be at Ollie's.
A lot of love tonight, man.
Ollie's VIP.
Oh, I know Ollie's. I used to party there back in the day.
Oh, yeah. It's a scene, man.
We know you did.
And that's from 9 to 12. But I would suggest going to see Hope. Because you can see us anytime. But
man. Yeah. Awesome. So there's great things, you know. And you have to keep us informed so that we'll know so we can post
Jason
it out.
JasonTeachMusic.com.
Jason
has
Teach
my whole
music.
Schedule up till the end of the year.
JasonTeachMusic.com.
And you got a website, Hope? Or?
We're just on YouTube.
I'm on YouTube. Hope Gale, subscribe.
This is a 22-year-old we're talking to.
Okay.
YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, at Hope Gale, everything.
Snapchat.
Yes, Snapchat, Hope
Twitter.
Gale.
You make this face.
You
thing,
tweeting.
Snapchat thing.
All the time.
I don't use Snapchat.
I don't know.
I do.
Oh, okay. It does all the filters. Snapchat's
yeah,
the one that does all the filters.
Like the cat's ears and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. It got the cool glasses now.
Mm-hmm. It's my niece. I was wondering what it was.
We don't mess around with that stuff. We're too old for that crap.
Chris, I'm older than you.
Yeah, you want to see me in cat's ears, just give me a hat with some cat's ears on it. I'll wear it. It doesn't matter.
I don't need no filter. LeBron James always writes something off
Look at me. It's Twitter.
Look at me, Shay. But you tweet. I'm beautiful. Look at me, Shay. I'm beautiful. I don't need no filters.
You're beautiful.
I don't need no filters. Shit.
You don't have
any. I'm perfect just the way I am.
You don't have any filters.
You know, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and you know what the doctor's appointment about?
What?
They want to see what the perfect human body looks like. So they're going to go run some tests on me, and then they're going to compare me to sick people and tell them what they need to do to become me.
I think that you got a misunderstanding with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think
they told me that. Yeah, I'm like
they said that to make you feel good.
The $6 million man. You know, I'm just.
But you're not getting paid. You're getting robbed.
No. But they're gonna clone them into me. You know, they're turning the world into me.
I don't think it's all folding in.
It's all gonna be. It's a part of my master plan.
Okay, Pinky.
Yeah.
Pinky in the brain.
Another fact I'm gonna throw out here real quick because we mentioned Foster's. Did you know that Foster's is not Australian for beer?
What is it, Chris?
I don't know. I looked it up. It's just not Australian for beer.
But it's
not even a word.
You have a problem.
It's not a real word. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Only the Chris file.
Fleeting thoughts.
That's that. Well, feels you know, are we going back to where he's sitting in his brain, sitting in this chair, and it's just a room?
Yeah, it's not sizzling anymore. It's sizzling this weekend.
Yeah. We're back at the loan.
Yeah.
We're back alone. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you guys walked into something stupid over here. I have a question for you, Hope.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Being 22, you're putting yourself on YouTube, you made your own videos and everything else, looking good. So what's the deal? Obviously, you would like to get discovered.
Mm-hmm.
You said you have a sister
yes.
who was on American Idol?
Yeah, and the X Factor.
Mm-hmm. And how was that for her? Did she ever tell you what the experience was like?
Yeah, when she made it to Hollywood on American Idol, she made it to Hollywood.
Okay.
I think she made it to the top 20.
Right.
But it was so cool because I got to go to Hollywood. It was just amazing experience.
You went with her?
Yeah, I went down there with her when she went. And J-Lo was there and Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the other judge, but it was an amazing experience for her just to, you know, go out and just try and make it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
How far did she get?
To the top 20.
Really? I stopped watching American Idol years ago. But
yeah, I don't watch it anymore.
Which version was she on? Was she on the Simon Cowell version or the newer version?
The J-Lo version.
It's the J-Lo version.
Yeah, it was Simon J-Lo, Cowell. Keith Urban, and I don't remember the other judge's name.
Was it Randy? He wasn't around anymore?
No.
What's up, dog?
No. Randy, that was when it first came out, right?
No, he was the last one.
He's the last Simon remaining one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Paula went first. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched it. She was there when J-Lo was on.
Wait a minute, you're 22. Yeah, I know. Came on in 2000, man.
So did she take that information that they gave her from the critiquing? Did she use that to make... when she went to the X Factor and try to, how far did she get there?
She did
there?
The X Factor after American Idol, right?
She did X Factor first. Then
she did.
To American Idol.
Okay, gotcha.
Wow. And she made it far on X Factor, too.
Where'd she go? Where was that? In Hollywood?
That was in Hollywood, too.
So she went out there twice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. But she made it to the top 20 one time, then I don't know how far she made it last time.
What was her gripes about it, though?
What was her what?
Her gripes.
Her grapes?
Yeah, I'm sure when it was all said and done, she, your sister, she said, you know, this and that.
I think she just took the experience in, and just was positive about it and just kept it moving, basically.
Okay.
You're
just keeping it positive.
Yeah.
So, you know, has she ever thought, I'm sure she probably have, or she may have already done this. I go to New York sometimes, and I go, to, you know, Harlem or the Bronx, and they have some nice clubs in there where you have people come in off the street, or people, famous artists that come in and sing and showcase their talents. And, you know, believe it or not, I found that a lot of famous people find a lot of people that way. Have she tried to do that, or have you tried to do that yourself?
Anywhere we can perform, we're going, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Any opportunity, I think, is a blessing. So we're just going to go for it. I'm big on like social media though. I think, you know, you can get found on social media.
Yes, that's the way to go now, right?
Yeah, I'm big on that right
now. Question
though,
man. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is about you have to have so many likes or so many views of your videos, right?
Well, not necessarily. I think Justin Bieber had like 8 subscribers.
That's in the beginning of all of it though. Yeah. He's one of the first ones to come off of YouTube. But nowadays, they want to see that you have so many followers.
I know.
So many views.
But what about the guy that's the rapper? What is it? Something the Chance the Rapper. He came off of YouTube. That's recent.
He's amazing.
And he did. He got founded off the social media, and right. he became his own producer. Right. He's owned everything. Like no one owns the rights of anything of his.
Right.
So, I mean, did you? You know, did you learn anything from him that you can utilize for yourself?
It's tough,
I mean,
man.
This would be some Chance the Rapper. He came. You know, he's stellar made. He did it all. Like he reminded me of what's the rapper?
Ice Cube.
The na-na-na, him.
Oh, my, Master P.
Master P. The na-na-na.
You ain't no motherfucking P.
Ooh. Na-na-na. Master P, he did it by himself. Like, he produced his own music. Like, he became a icon in the industry because no one owned him. So, did you do some things, like, you know, understood what he did to try to tweak it and make it somewhat that way for you?
I think Chance is just always grinding, like every day he is putting his music out there, and I think he gave all his music away for free. I read something about that.
Wasn't he the first one to win a Grammy by not selling a single album?
That is
or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, he gave all the albums away, and then he won a Grammy off of it. He didn't make a dime.
No one does that.
It's smart, but Hope, how do you look at it? I mean, you got yourself on YouTube. You obviously want to get found and discovered. It's a struggle no matter what era you're in. But
right.
I mean, it seems like now that there's more, you have a more availability of yourself. Everyone can put themselves on YouTube. Everyone can put themselves on a podcast. Everyone can put themselves out there on social media. It's like cluttered. It's overcrowded, man. The competition is actually more stiff.
Mm-hmm. I think just continuously, you know, putting out work and gigging everywhere I can and putting out work on social media every single week is just going to help my fan base grow and get noticed somewhere.
I gotcha.
Just any opportunity I can get.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everyone, you know, wants to be a singer. You know, everyone wants to be big.
And we're getting into an era where there is no more they. You know, everybody says, how are they going to find me? There's no man anymore.
Right.
There's no
middleman.
Yeah, there's no middleman.
There's no A&R rep running around anymore. It's about...
Yeah, it's not like Barry Gordy's going to come in and buy all your songs for $100 anymore. Those times are dead.
Well, you know, do both any of you write your songs or you write your songs? Do you find yourself like getting a lot of likes of showcasing your songs, or do you find some of the songs a little risque and you're like, oh, okay, they don't really like that and got us?
I haven't really put anything like that. I'm out on.
You're just doing live gigs.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, there's stuff up on my website, some original stuff.
You're not relying too much on the social media thing. You just want to do some live events and be seen.
Well, usually when I play somewhere for the first time, I talk to them that night, and I try to do the best I can. Be like, hey, here's my calendar, and then it spreads, and then you get more and more like that way. But as far as putting anything out there on YouTube, if somebody takes a video, sometimes they'll show up on there, but that's about it.
Okay.
For me, I don't know enough about it to be honest.
I know,
with you.
I
but
understand.
But it works, like she said, it works for millions of people.
Apparently, some people. Yeah,
I mean, it does.
It's the way to go, though. So,
I mean, I'm all for whatever you can do to get yourself out there and put your name out there. Have you thought about collaborating? Any of y'all was doing some collaborations with anybody to, you know, like something?
We'll talk about that afterwards.
Okay,
yeah, right. There you go.
Between me and her.
Well, let's do that. Okay. We'll take a break. When we come back, we want to hear some of this talent. All right, brought you in here for a reason. All right, we're here to help spread the word too. Here on the Hub Show, we'll be right back.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1998 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
All right, Hub Show, we are back. And we're going to have a live performance right here at 207 in the Hub Show studio. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready? You ready?
Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's hear it. Here's Hope.
Power. Power in my hands. I think, therefore I am. I own my own thoughts. I own up to my flaws. I stand on the backs of those who picketed, marched, and fought for a cause. And now I'm living my dreams. There are no limits on what I can be. And my unique qualities are just a small puzzle piece to God's masterpiece. Ignorance is floating freely in the air, passed down around and without care. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I got a low tolerance for intolerance when I think of you. But enough with all that messiness. The media is clouding your focus and now you're really stressed. Blurred vision, I can see the beauty in our scars. And I know I ain't perfect, but I'ma love you where you are. I'm walking crooked, never too try to be on time, unfashionably late. But perfect's overrated. I'm perfectly imperfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. Hey, I'm perfectly imperfect. From the seconds to the minutes to the hours to the days, utilizing every moment with every breath that I take. Everybody on that get mines, I'm on that giveaway, destined to be exactly who I am. No mistakes, and I ain't looking back. I'm only moving on, life just throwing up attacks, but I just Taylor swiftly shake it off. And you hate, this is cutting else off. Can't find your way back home, and now you really lost. So quick to judge me when you don't even know me. Now I'm getting some attention, you pretending you a homie. Pretenders, I'm tired of that, I'm tired of that. Thought you was the one, but you was just a catfish. Dependability, oh dear, authenticity. Where art thou in the vicinity? I'm proud of who I am and my reflection. I can see the God in me. And because of that, there's no person I'd rather be. There's no person I'd rather be. There's no person I'd rather be. I'm walking crooked, never too straight. Try to be on time, fashionably late. But perfect's overrated. We love it, but we hate it. I'm perfectly imperfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. Hey, I'm perfectly imperfect. I'm proud of who I am and my reflection. I can see the God in me. And because of that, there's no person I'd rather be. Hey. I said I'm proud of who I am and my reflection. I can see the God in me. And because of that, there's no person I'd rather be. No person I'd rather be. No person I'd rather be. Of who I am, 'cause I can see the God in me, the God in me. Thank you.
Thank you, that was amazing. I was vibing with you.
Awesome. I'm glad.
We're still on Echo. That was good stuff.
Thank you.
That was nice.
That was fantastic. Yeah. Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hope.
Yes.
Check her out on YouTube.
Check her
She's out.
Thank you.
Right. Be there on the 31st to represent.
Yes. All right. Next up.
Cheers.
Last but not least, Jason Teach. Got his guitar ready. We haven't done any mic checks, but who cares, right?
Right.
We're going to wing it, man. All right. Take it away.
It's playing on the radio, the song that I used to know. How we said it would never end. Talking about days of old, all the things we used to know. I'll play it for you one more time again. you wouldn't wrong. It shows me the sun rolling on down the line. Part of me, everything I wanna be, all the little things you say and do. Beauty of your mystery, silent words you speak to me, all you gave, I'll give it back to you. You're the one, shows me a song. We're rolling on down the line, and God only knows what we'll find. I need you here, right by my side. You're my morning sky. You're my morning sky.
Awesome. There you go. I like it.
Awesome.
That was that your original?
Yeah, that's on a that's gonna be on the record I'm currently working on.
Awesome.
What's the name of that track? It's
Morning Sky.
Morning Sky. Jason Teach, everyone.
All right. Yeah. Right.
And Hope. Yep.
And Hope had an original too.
Yes, that's right. Called Perfect on iTunes right now.
That it is.
Awesome.
That it is.
Awesome.
Not iTunes, your song. Yeah. Perfect.
You
guys are great. You guys sound great. And, you know, best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
You got to come back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
By all means.
Yeah.
We have a resident comedian
right?
now,
and if you want us to plug your albums or whatever.
By all means, send them your way.
Send them our way.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'd like to also say
maybe we can put a link on the website or something.
Right here, how great it was to meet her. That was fascinating. Fantastic.
Huh?
So, Hope, everyone, give it up.
That's it, Hope.
Yeah. Thank you guys again for having us.
Jason,
we're going to definitely check you all out.
Yeah, you are a vision, if I must say.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
It even rhymes.
A busy week for you, right?
Good Lord.
It did.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to come visit you at the Jolly Corker because that's my
like
area.
Like
she's going to be the front
me
row.
The railroad tracks the way I need.
I'm not going to mess with the railroad tracks.
Well, one of these days. But God bless you guys. It's been fantastic.
Hey,
I appreciate both of you all.
Anytime you want to come on, let us know. Let Chris know where you're going to be at, you know, in the next coming months and all that.
Yeah, we'll
feature you.
Plug you. If you got a new album out, we'll work on trying to get a link on the website
like
or whatever.
Album release party.
This is a first for the Hub Show, so you guys have,
right?
popped our musical cherry.
And
it's
just
awesome.
I just want to throw it out there that we now have an Amazon banner on our website. So if you like the show, go to thehubshow.com, click on the Amazon link, and then we get a couple pennies.
Ka-ching.
Yeah, we get a couple pennies to help support us.
Hey, so I am an Amazon
keep things
fan.
Going on here.
I wish you would have told me that before. I just bought three things last night.
We put up a couple. We put up a couple links for just some products for the
Comic-Con
related products. Yeah, the guests that have been on before. We got Dr. Bowie has a new product out.
Oh yeah.
So there's a link to buy his new high roller. on the website. There's also a link to buy some Al Snow stuff and some Fred Williamson stuff.
Hey, support. We support it. Hey, we want to send you stuff out your way. So if you got some things for us, they can purchase your stuff. And, you know.
So Hope, you're Hope on YouTube. What's the YouTube channel?
Hope Gale.
Hope Gale.
G-A-Y-L-E.
That's it. Yes. And Jason Teach, you're out there on YouTube as well. To be seen and heard?
Yeah, but I think by accident. But my website is jasonteachmusic.com. Awesome. All lowercase, all one. All
right. And Hub Show, like us, follow us, spread the word. We're on Facebook at The Hub Show, Instagram, The Hub Show Podcast, and we are on thehubshow.com just like that. So please spread the word. And a big shout out to the Four State Comic Con fellas. That was a great event.
Very. We'll I know October. They're tired.
Yeah. We'll be back in October. They're already planning it. So rock and roll.
Right. And we got a little, can we talk about one featured person they're going to have?
Eric fucking Roberts.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Are they seriously going to have
him? Eric fucking Roberts.
That is all. He's into sci-fi and all his lifetime movies.
He's into everything.
Yeah,
right?
It's cool. Yeah. Best of the best.
Falcone
He'll
from
be
the
there
Dark.
In October, man.
Oh, really?
So Falcone from the Dark Knight.
Man, I want to meet him.
We get to interview Eric.
Awesome.
That's it. Roberts.
Yes.
I know, I'm excited,
Eric,
too.
Mr. Eric Roberts.
Yeah, we'll get to interview him on the Hub Show.
Yes, I know.
That's right. So, hey, wrapping it up here. Jay, for Shay, for Chris, for Hope, for Jason. Peace. We're out of here. Hagerstown. Keep your head up.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.